This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a young man that's going to be doing something very exciting and an accomplishment that is really is like, wow. Yeah, when I first heard about it, I thought this is just awesome and amazing. I'd like to welcome into the show London Rising from Adrian. And London, it's good to have you on the program.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
We're going to be talking about the fact that you have made a great accomplishment regarding in swimming, and that you're going to be going across a big pond to compete in London and England later on in May. So, but first off, this is going to be in swimming that we're talking about. And how long have you been swimming, though, London?
I'd say about probably 12 years-ish.
Okay. So you started in school, or where did it all start?
Yeah, so it kind of just all started doing swim lessons, and then, you know, I joined a summer team in Adrian, and then it just kind of all took off from there after joining the YMCA team.
Ah, the YMCA team. Yes, yeah. That, they have a good record of producing a lot of great swimmers out of that team, mm-hmm. and you're one of them. So you've been participating in and competing with the club out of Toledo, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greater Toledo Aquatic Club.
Okay, and mm-hmm. how long have you been with that?
I'm coming up on my third summer right now.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. Doing competitions with them, or, mm-hmm. or how does that
work?
Yeah,
so, you know, we have competitions in the summer and winter and things like that, but I think kind of everything really took off from there. That's when, kind of after I joined that team, I got a lot better, like, kind of competitive nature, I guess. Like, I kind of just wanted to compete more, and I think that's where everything took off.
So what did that competition, you know, to qualify to be able to go to? And this is going to be something that's quite – I have to look at my notes here. This is going to be for the over in London, England, and this is the you know, help me out here, London.
AP race.
Okay, and that's the Adam Peaty?
Yes, sir.
Peaty Race International Meet in London, and that's going to be held when?
May 26th through May 28th. Okay. But then our entire trip, we leave a little bit earlier just to get adjusted to the time zone. So we think we leave like May 17th through 28th, and then we go home right after that.
What did you have to do then, London, in order to be able to qualify?
So I had to get top two in any event, but the event that I made it in was the 200 free. And a lot of, I got sixth in the 200 free. But the five people ahead of me have already made it in other events, so that just kind of opened up a spot for me just to get in there. So I was pretty grateful with that.
So what do you consider your best when it comes to actual swimming?
My best event?
Yeah.
I'd probably say before this meet, I'd say it was the 100 fly for sure, but then I had a pretty good 200 free swim, so I'd count it as my 200 free now.
Okay. So when you found out that you qualified, what went through your mind, London?
I didn't really know how to feel because I didn't expect to make it since I got six. I was like, it's a good time, but I still got six. And then me and my coach checked our phones after the race, and then we got the little notification. Like, they'll send you a text if you make it. And we got the notification that I made it, and it didn't feel real for a minute. And then I think everything really set in the next day, and I was like, okay.
That's when it hits you, right?
Yeah, because uh-huh. I didn't expect to make it, so I was like, is this real?
Yeah. So how much do you practice, and how much, you know, do you swim there with the Toledo Aquatic Club then?
I mean, it's pretty much every single day. Like, I mean, even on Sundays too. Like, I go in there a lot of Sundays, yeah. You know, the coach over there, like, if anybody wants to practice on Sunday, we can just go over there. Like, Sunday practices, I wouldn't say are, like, mandatory, but, I mean, if people want to work, he'll give us a practice. But usually a regular schedule looks like morning practices, or in the summer, it's morning practices every day, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. And then we have Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Those are in Bowling Green. And then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday morning, they're at St. Francis. And then we also have afternoon practice Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at St. Francis. So there's a couple days where we have two practices a day, and then also lift on top of that.
And you lift on top of that.
Yeah.
When do you find the time, London?
So, nah, the practices in the afternoon are 2 to 4, and then 4 to 5 a lift, so.
Ah, okay. All mm-hmm. right. So, it's, I mean, you know, that's a considerable length of time, but still.
Yeah, it's a big commitment, but I think it all paid off, and I'm really grateful for the opportunities that I have.
So, how are you preparing yourself to when you go over to London, England, to compete?
Mm-hmm. Well, I took a little break after Nationals, but now I'm kind of getting back into it. I think it's about 5-6 weeks until I leave, so we'll probably just train pretty hard for 5 weeks, and then on the 6th week, we'll start kind of tapering down a little bit. Like in swimming, when you lead up to a championship meet, you kind of start doing less yards and you stop lifting as heavy just to kind of rest your body.
Sure.
Just be able to get ready to give 100% there. And then we'll practice there for about 6 or 7 days. And then, you know, we'll be ready for the meet.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You got to be excited, London.
I'm really excited. A big part of it is just mental because, you know, going into Nationals, I've never been in a situation where I have to get a certain place to qualify for something. So on the first day, I didn't do too well because I was just super nervous. But
for,
you know,
sure.
By the second day, I kind of relaxed a little bit and then everything fell into place.
Now, tell us how this is going to work when you do get over there and you're competing. You're going to be competing with a team, right?
Yeah. So I'll be competing with the USA team. Yeah, like kind of like the junior team. Just anybody who went to the NCSA meet, which is the national meet that I went to, they took 26 boys and 26 girls. So then if you qualified for that, you'll go with kind of like USA's junior team. Yeah.
Wow. You'd be representing the USA here in London. Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yes, sir. I'm very grateful.
Yeah. The expectations, you know, have you ever been traveled that far for one thing?
Before? I don't think so. No, that's really the farthest I've ever been. I've never been to England, so I'm super excited.
That's one of my bucket lists, let me tell you. You know, is to go to London, England, let me tell you. So I'm going to be very jealous of you. So in doing this, you know, obviously you have the love for swimming.
Yeah.
Doing it for this, long.
Yeah, no, I really do love swimming. I went through a little rough patch kind of back at the end of my freshman year, but, you know, kind of joining this new Toledo team really helped me restore everything, and it brought a lot of my joy back for the sport.
Good. Because you got to love it.
You know, you got to. If you're not happy, you're not going to do good.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of my freshman year, I wasn't that happy, but now I'm back on track.
Yeah. After this, do you still want to compete and go further with swimming after you compete at this meet in May?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Me and my coach have sat down and we've kind of talked about my plans. I mean, the end goal is to make the Olympics in 2028. That's going to be like the end goal. But, you know, after this London meet next summer, I'll try to make this meet called Junior Pan Pacifics. And that's kind of like another 18 and under meet, but that's in Hawaii, I believe. And then freshman year in college, I want to make the World Championships team. But
wow.
You qualify for that at World Championship Trials. And then that's 2027. So 2028, I want to try to make the Olympic team.
Much success in that. Much success in that. All right, you mentioned about a college. Do you have college already picked out?
I do, yeah. I committed to Arizona State University back in October, November.
So I take it they have a swim program there?
Yeah. They have a pretty good swim program there. They've been, you know, top 10 the past couple of years. 2024, they won the national championship, and then this year they just got 6th, so.
So you're going to be going to a place where it's got a good reputation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For it. All right.
Yeah, everybody there is super hungry. You know, people want to win, and that's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Now, we're going to step aside from swimming here for a second. Mm-hmm. You're talking about college and going to Arizona State?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you plan on taking up?
You know, I'm kind of undecided as of now. You know, maybe get into real estate like my parents or, you know, something like that.
Sure. Okay. Well, hey, you know, the world's open for you for whatever you decide to do, London. So, you know, much success in that, too. I can't say how much, you know, I'm thrilled to be able to, number one, to meet you and also to know that somebody's going to be going over there and competing in London, England, and wish you the best of luck over there, too, and for you and the whole team.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. My guest has been London Rising, a 17-year-old from Adrian, who's going to be competing in the 2025 Adam Peaty Race International Meet in London, England, later on in May, and we wish him all the best. For Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.